So I'm in my hopefully my last year in medicine at the moment. So I had an online exam today as part of the module I'm in currently, which is obstetrics and gynecology. So I think it went well, hopefully.
And obviously, like many students, I imagine you had to do those kind of things over Zoom. So was that different? I mean, I suppose, especially when it comes to medicine, there's an awful lot of theory, and you'd like to be in the classroom, ideally to learn about these things, but I suppose you have to just make do with what you're given now.
It is kind of tough. It's different, but UCD have been brilliant at organizing everything online, and medical students obviously have clinical placements and stuff as well. So the online aspect of it, they started it over the summer when we were locked down. So they gave us the whole course kind of online, and then you had exams at the end of that, and now we're kind of back into the main side of it now. But you can do kind of with Zoom and everything else, you can do everything online. And it's all very interactive still, so it's pretty good, and they're very well organized, which is very helpful to us. So yeah, I don't mind it.
I'll hold my hands up here and say that I don't know a whole lot about obstetrics and gynecology, but it sounds like it might be a very interesting career choice to make after your rugby career finishes. But is that an area that you think you might go into when you're finished learning from the books?
For the medical degree, which I'm still in, you have to basically cover everything. So this is one of my last things that I have to complete before I can actually get the full degree. So I've done last year I did pediatrics, which was another one. So you have to cover a bit of everything before you can specialize in something. So I've got this module to finish, and then I've got another exam towards the end of the year, or sorry, towards the start of next year that I have to do. That'll kind of it could cover anything in medicine, and then after that's when I kind of get to start deciding more things to go into. So I haven't chosen obstetrics and gynecology yet. It's kind of
Right.
chosen me at the moment, but you never know.
That is a good idea, in fairness, to actually test everything out before you make a serious life decision, I guess. But is there any other position that you do think you might go for, or is there any other area of medicine that is jumping out to you right now?
Yeah, I've been asked that question a few times recently, and my answer is getting broader and broader. The head doc we have in Leinster is an emergency medicine consultant in St. Vincent's Hospital. So I've got him brainwashing me, obviously, to try and to become one of them. And he's got a huge focus on sports medicine, which I find very interesting. But then what I'm currently in is very interesting, obstetrics and gynecology. I loved pediatrics last year, so I just don't know yet is the answer. So I'll have to see. It seems that whichever one I'm on is the one that I love the most.
Sure, I can understand that. And I know earlier on in the year, you actually put your name forward to help out on the front lines during the worst of the pandemic. Did you actually get a call up?
I never got a call up in the end, and it probably wouldn't have worked out in the end anyway, because we all started coming back to training, and we were in groups of six first and then groups of 12. So it was kind of I couldn't sign up to do it anymore after that, but I didn't get the call in the end.
Well, you never know. There might be other call-ups, especially one from Andy Farrell coming in the future as well. But in fairness to you, like to put your hand up and to say, you know, I'm ready to go onto the front lines, especially when you are still learning the trade, that must have taken, you know, an incredible amount of bravery on your part, especially because it was back in, I believe, May or June time when, you know, all of this was still a little up in the air and you didn't really know which way this virus was going to go. So, you know, hats off to you.
I don't think I'll take too much credit for that now, because I signed my name up while other people were on the front line every day of it. So like a lot of people did sign up, which was amazing, but the people who are out there doing it still today is still amazing, and the risk they're putting themselves at for the rest of us. So yeah, it's great to see.
And I suppose for you, like you get to see the other side of the field as well, that you manage to get that little bit of perspective when you are out on the field, that you can see all these medical professionals that are working so hard in the most difficult of circumstances just to keep you guys on the field and playing.
Yeah, it's amazing at the moment. It's amazing that we as players can have some sort of normality versus kind of everyone else who still could be working at home, or people who are on the front line in hospitals or in shops, anywhere else been exposed to it every day. So the fact that we can live relatively normal with rugby, obviously minus the fans, unfortunately, but it's amazing that we can even be playing at all now. So I think we're all pretty grateful for that it's possible.
And it reminds us that, you know, a sporting career like the one in rugby can be a very short career as well, and that you have to have these options to fall back on. And you mentioned that Leinster give you a great opportunity to, you know, work with the likes of UCD and to set yourself up for the future if your rugby career comes to an end pretty early.
Yeah, Leinster have been really helpful with that. So they've obviously known my story since I came into the academy and the senior squad, that this was kind of part of the package with me. And like any exams I've had, they're very good at letting me kind of miss training for the day, or maybe come in and do my gym early so I can get out in time to do stuff like that. So Leinster have been brilliant. And then UCD have also been very helpful, because obviously when you tell someone that you're a full-time rugby player at the start, they kind of go, how the hell are you going to do the degree then? But they've been very understanding and actually letting me to come to placement at different times and do it part-time. So it kind of works both ways. Leinster have been really helpful, and so have UCD Medicine.
And your injury profile itself, it hasn't been too bad over your career.
No, I've been pretty lucky. I haven't had, touch wood, any serious long-term injuries. Not in the last few years anyway. Probably the last long one I had was when I was in the academy. But no, I've been relatively unscathed, thank God. So hopefully I can stay going that way.
And it gives you such an advantage, really, having that, you know, consistency, always being at training, always being there, even when the other lads go off to Ireland camps and stuff like that. Josh Murphy is always there, and he's always a dependable character that, you know, the likes of Leo Cullen can call on. You know, that must work in your favour too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm delighted to play whenever I get the chance to. So I suppose the more I can be available to play and not be injured, the more I can kind of be selected. If you're not out there training every day, you can't be selected. So yeah, I'll be looking to stay injury free anyway for that reason, just because it's the more free you are for training, the more you get picked for games. And whether Irish guys are away or not, it's kind of just, if you're available, you can get selected.
And to be fair to Leinster, like, you've just had this magical run, especially in the league there, where you just seem to just steamroll teams every single week, and it's been brilliant to watch, and it must be brilliant to be a part of as well. What do you put that good run down to?
Yeah, well, it's so competitive in the team at the moment. So like, anyone who gets the chance to play really has to play out of their skin to kind of to keep their spot, because if you even look at all the lads who are away at Ireland, it's just everyone, like, there's a whole back row away at Ireland, maybe even more. So then when they come back, the lads who have been playing back row or second row have kind of, they don't want to give the jersey back. So it makes training so, so competitive when everyone comes back. And then when everyone's, the international windows are on and people are away and people get to step up and take that chance, everyone's just so happy to have the chance, and they know how much they have to do to kind of keep getting picked. So I think it's just how competitive the squad is and how everyone's got the same, we've all got the same end goal, even if we're competing for positions, if that makes sense. And I think a lot of it's down to that, how competitive it is in training, and everyone, whether the Irish lads are away or back, the end goal is always to just get better and get our performance better.
And obviously, like every rugby player, I'd say, your ambition is to play for your country. You've already done it at the under 20 level, and to get that senior call up would be absolutely fabulous. But do you ever just sit down and look at your game, and the back row, even in the Ireland circles, is such a competitive line to try and break into. But I suppose you kind of have to look at your own game and say, what's missing from my game? And what do I need to do to get better and improve myself so much that, you know, Andy Farrell will have no choice but to pick me?
Geez, that's a good question. Obviously, I think every professional rugby player would love to play for their country. And it's a combination of things. Like, what's missing from my game? Be more like Kaelin, maybe. But no, like, it's very competitive even in Leinster. So I think just getting my own performance right week in, week out. And if I can put my hand up for selection in Leinster and get to play in some more of those big games, that's the kind of path that is there for you, and they do give you the chances. So I just need to keep improving everything, really, and don't worry too much about what other people are doing. Just kind of know what I can be good at myself, I think, and get better at those things, as opposed to trying to mirror other people's games too much, I think.
Anyone who was watching the Wales game the last time out would have seen the big revelation in the Irish camp now is James Lowe. He's the Leinster winger who's qualified through the residency rule. He's a New Zealander originally, but he's come in now, and he just brings a smile to people's faces when he's playing rugby. He just doesn't take it too seriously, and he must be a lot of fun to be with, even in training and matches and stuff like that?
Lowy's he's great to play with because he's so relaxed the whole time, really. It doesn't seem to faze him too much no matter what game he's playing in, so that infectious energy really gets into a team, so it is great to have someone of his kind of caliber and his personality on the team. Just it's great to have someone with that much energy on the pitch.
And final question, Josh, do you have any goals in mind? Are you a goal orientated kind of person? Do you have to have this sort of end goal in mind before you can set yourself to any task, or are you just taking every game one game at a time to see, you know, where you end up at the end of the season?
A bit of both, but I think mainly take every game as it comes. I don't like to look too far ahead, and most weeks you want to play every game no matter what, really. So most weeks if you're not selected, you're going out and finding out why and trying to get better. And other than that, in the long term, you'd obviously love to be involved in the big games, but if you get that piece right week to week, it gives you a much better chance of being involved in those big games in the long run. So it's really more a week to week focus for me, and just constantly trying to get better at the stuff we talk about on Monday mornings and team meetings, and then throughout the week, or else going through your own stuff yourself, what you can actually get better at, as opposed to looking too far ahead. But obviously that's me, but the ultimate goal, I suppose, is for the team to win the Pro 14 and the Champions Cup again. So if I can be involved in those games, amazing, and I'll do everything I can to be involved in those games.